Mr. Johnson has an exhibition coming up and he doesn't know what to do. Maybe a lack of creative talent has finally caught up to him and he'll need to stick to his roots to figure out what he's truly good at. Well, let me tell you, if I was in this position, this would never happen to me. I'd be ahead of it like 1,000,000%. I mean, I've never done it before, but I'm sure I could figure it out. And I'd be so on top of it, you have no idea. Well, let's hope Mr. Johnson figures it out soon. Inspiration might come knocking.
Oh, it's so dark outside. Come in. Hey, sorry, you caught me off guard.
I just wanted to know if there were office hours at this time.
What are you doing here at 1 a.m.? Oh my God, don't you, it's a Tuesday night, go to bed.
I was just studying, I'm really tired. I just want to know if there are office hours at this time.
At 1 in the
morning? Yeah, 1 in the morning. I read in the syllabus that the office hours weren't like on there, so I was just guessing maybe they were.
Well, technically not, but you know, since you're here, you might as well. Can I ask you a favor, actually?
Oh,
You're an art major. What's your name?
My name is Matthew.
Matthew, I'm assuming you're an art major here. You're taking shapes and colors?
Yeah, I'm taking shapes, yeah.
So how would you go about, like, the whole paint process?
Dude, I'm a student. Fucking half-ass that shit, man.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
You just look at what's due. You look at the due date. You set your alarm for 2 hours before. And you get it done.
Well, Matthew, you seem like a stand-up guy. So here, if you look at this painting I got going on.
Oh, yeah? Just a blank canvas so far.
Well, that's what we're starting with.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't have any paint on me. All that I found, I cleared most of the office out. I kept the mannequin over here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the TA, so she's hanging it. She'll, you know, if you have any questions, I would ask her.
The mannequin is the TA. I haven't been to office hours before.
It's not a mannequin. She's a human non-plastic woman. She's here to answer any questions.
I won't question that. It's just clearly a you
yeah.
thing.
So if you come back to my office hours, as we're on the syllabus, I think.
Okay.
And you would know. But anyways, Maddie boy, can I call you?
Yeah.
Can I
call
you that?
No,
I
don't know. Please call me Matthew.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry. Matthew. What we're looking at here is we're looking at a blank canvas. So
yeah.
I'm gonna level with you.
Yeah.
I've got this. I got something due at the end of the week. I got this big showcase for all the novice professors.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They got to make them display all their art.
Okay.
That's why I'm here at 1 a.m. I should be snoozing with a bottle of Jack, but here I am painting. Uh-huh. Well, I have been drinking also, but that's you know per usual, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm here.
Can I grab a can?
Oh, it's the 50s. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. Here, have a cigarette while you're at it.
Thanks, man. I miss these. I should go to office hours at 1 a.m. more. So.
Yeah. Here's a loose pill. I think they're all into pharmaceuticals.
That's a little too far for me. It's Tuesday. Come on, man. Like, we gotta relax. But
yeah, Tuesday blues day. Am I right?
Yeah. So. What the hell? You know? Yeah. I'll take it down.
Take
Jack.
A loot or whatever the fuck this is. I don't know. All right.
Oh.
So Matthew, look, blank canvas.
Yeah. Okay.
What are some things you see? You know, what are some colors? What are some shapes? This will be a good extra credit assignment for you.
Oh shit!
Start conjuring shapes and colors on this goddamn canvas.
Yeah, I'm hearing that I'm you, and the canvas smells like.
Okay, that sounds like that pill worked really
wood.
Oh shit! Well, Matthew, hope you're not dead. Well, anyways, back to work I go. Blank canvas, huh? Shapes, colors. I kind of see that in this blank canvas here. You know, maybe I don't even need to add anything to it. You know, maybe. Matthew, can you quiet down a little bit? I'm monologuing.
I think I need an ambulance.
Well, here's another pill. That'll quell those.
Doctor, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yak it up, boy. You're becoming a man yet. Well, that's certainly a shape and a color. I'm sorry, Matthew. I know this isn't the time for levity, but
that's all out of my system. Okay. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Dude, you fucking rock.
You know what? You know what, Matthew? You've given me so many great ideas for this canvas. You're going to get an A+ in my class, okay? You don't even need to show up anymore. Okay. You know what, Matthew? You have no idea how big of a help you've been to me today. Your drunken, drug-infested explanation of what you see on this canvas has done me more good than you know. Go back to that party lifestyle. Go to the fraternities. Maybe focus on your art.
Yeah.
But you seem to already have a good grasp of shapes and colors. Like, for example, what color is that?
Oh, my eyes are a little swollen over, but probably just still. Oh, you're talking about the vomit that's all over my shoes and all over the floor. Mm-hmm. The vomit is Probably pink and brown is what I saw. That's what I ate last night. I ate some pie. Yeah.
So. Well, you already know more than I do, kid. So keep your head up high and don't and sleep on your stomach because you really got to be careful about that.
All right. Thanks for like supportively patting me on the shoulder, but I think I'm going to throw up again if you keep doing that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Can you do it in maybe Professor Gilbert's office instead of this one?
I'm gonna think about my willingness to accept inebriation from strangers. So I'm going to go sleep on that.
Hope this doesn't impact you later in life.
It definitely will, but I think that I made a mistake here more than you, and I'm gonna definitely reflect.
Yeah. All
right.
Good for you, kiddo.
Thank you, Professor.
Now get the fuck out of my sight.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was unprofessional, and sleeping in that office can't be too comfortable, which is something that I've done before I made $1 an hour. Oh, that's the 10 o'clock rooster. I hope he's not too hungover.
Oh, man. What's the sun doing out at 1 in the morning?
Oh, my God. What time is it? Ivanka, please. Oh, you never know. 10 in the morning. I think that's when my class is, but though I couldn't be sure. It falls... I haven't read my own syllabus. Oh, God. I have nothing to teach. Oh, it's just me and you, Ivanka, and this vomit here. This beautiful vomit, all these shapes and colors. Strangely beautiful. Oh, Mr. Johnson, Matthew, you've done it. I'm going to hurry off to class. Oh.
In the classroom.
Underwear?
I
can show
okay, class.
Underwear.
Don't mind the underwear. This is part of a performance art piece that I was doing last night. So don't report it to the university HR because it's an art. It's a fucking art thing. So write that down in your little notebooks. So we got the bad news. The bad news is because I stayed up so late performing art, that class has been canceled today. So we're not gonna learn anything about shapes and colors. However, for any of those that are any seniors that are in art that would consider themselves high level artistes, please stick around. I may have a little project for extra credit. And if you feel at all self-conscious about your work, you need to get the fuck out of here now. You need to get some confidence. Because art has no place for people that don't believe in themselves. So, let that be a lesson to you. Now get out of my sight. Go frolic with all these fucking guys.
Bye, son. I mean, unknown student. Oh, wait, is that Cosmo? Cosmo!
Oh, he's fine. I'm dealing with him. Fucking dog.
Hi, Professor.
All right.
What? You guys enough time in the schedule?
You three.
My name's Tuna.
Tuna, you have such a erotic smell. I don't know.
Thank you. It's Dior.
What say you, Dior? Dior smelling beautiful eyes student.
I'm just committed to art, man.
Yeah. And what about you, the third one that I named?
Hello. My name is Roger.
Okay, Roger, you don't have to talk so much.
Sorry.
Yeah. Roger, you based on your height and big muscles, I assumed you would be more the strong, silent type. That's not at all what I expected you to sound like.
That's what my mother says. It makes me very anxious to speak.
Yeah, I mean, 6'5", 300 pounds. You're more of a linebacker than anything, Roger. But, okay, you can be a part of this, too. I don't know why you're an art major. You should go pick up a football. But until that day comes...
I picked up a football once and it punched me. It hurt so bad.
Okay, well, that's enough out of that. That's enough out of you, Roger. All right, and so...
I have a bruise under my eye.
How long has that bruise stuck around?
3 years.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen.
I'm worried it's a medical condition.
Okay. Roger. Roger, please. You're tearing me apart.
Hey, Professor, what's the project about? What are we doing?
Let's get names.
I'm Terry. I'm wearing ripped jeans, but they're just ripped naturally. I didn't buy them pre-ripped. I prefer my jeans whole, but they just happened.
I never could wear them again. They were just ribbons, and I tried to play them with my ribbon baton, but then it fell apart, and I got a bruise, and it has never gone away.
You know, Roger, I gotta be honest. Based on your meekness, I thought you were gonna be talking a lot less than you are. I'm gonna let you in on this because I need a hand, but you're really pissing me off right now. I gotta be honest. Unlike this beautiful hunk of a man to your left.
So, Professor, what do you want us to do?
Well, that's a good question. Jerry, I remember you from before.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerry, you want another smoke?
No, once a day, max.
Take a smoke.
Oh, here you go, Tuna. This is the Marlboro. Can I say Marlboro? Well, anyway, these are some fish. This is a fish-flavored pack, so here you go.
So you still smoke, then? I would have assumed, like, wife or like mother figure would have told you that's probably a bad idea.
well, you know. So I've gathered you three here today. Well, I gave you the whole spiel. before. But listen, you guys are confident in your art. You also need to get a good grade. So what do you say you help this genius professor with a project? What I have for you is an opportunity, not only for extra credit, but to contribute to fine art, okay? So what I'm gonna need you to do, first of all, follow me back to my studio.
Oh, Roger, is your walk, am I just hearing things, or does your walk have like a little twinkly like sound to it?
I am half fairy godmother.
Oh, that makes sense. See, I'll find our students who like
students,
this, so
what
it makes sense.
You may notice as this rather unpleasant smell. Also, wave to Ivanka. Ivanka works very hard.
Is that a... Oops, sorry, I just stepped in the,
Don't step in my art.
Wait, what? This is the art?
So do you think, like, Ivanka's, like, prettier than, like, I don't know, maybe, like, your wife or something? I mean, you're someone who you could be your wife. Are you married?
Yeah, Tuna, let's not get sidetracked about my love life.
Sorry, I just noticed that she's so pretty. You probably think she's really pretty, right?
Sure, yeah, for sure. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, Tuna, Jerry, fucking Roger.
Hello.
What you'll see here is a young student named Matthew, who you might have seen in the class, dressing normally and acting weird recently, and that's because I gave him a bunch of Quaaludes and he threw up all over the place like a little bitch.
I'm roommates with Matthew, and he told me he's not coming to class anymore because of some thing that he did when he just got credit for the class.
I may have drunkenly given Matthew a full straight A pass to the class. You're not going to be seeing him much in Shapes and Colors anymore, and that could be you too one day.
Oh, shit.
If you. Okay, well, there's...
I've actually never passed a class because of personal difficulties.
Yeah, well, I wonder why that is. Sorry, Roger, that was very rude of me. So, anyways, now if you'll see on this table here, for three excellent students, I've got three bottles of Jack Daniels, and then another five for me, and then a bunch of loose pills that I scrounged together from the floorboards. So, what I'm gonna need you to do is, well, there's no easy way to say. Oh, sorry, I forgot. There's also a bunch of crayons here. Now you might say, oh, I can't wait to draw with a shape and a color with these crayons. But no, I'm gonna need you to eat them. I'm gonna need you to eat a lot of them. I'm gonna need you to eat a lot of the crayons and then drink Jack Daniels and then take some pills and then. And then after all,
and then throw up just like the throw up that I just stepped on.
Your methods don't seem very conventional.
No, that's why it's fine art and not. Conventional art as the major. So keep that in mind. Write that down on your little notebooks.
All right, makes sense to me.
I'm actually very excited.
Okay, I understand the plan, but like, why do you need this art?
Well, you see, you know, for one, it is a professor's job to always be creating. And for me, you know, I can't separate art from my life, whether it be taking a crap on the toilet or vomiting on a canvas.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And the real reason?
I have a showing coming up. I don't have anything to. Okay, well.
Listen.
Don't start with me, Jerry.
Listen. Slip me a 20. I'll throw up as much as you want.
In addition to a full pass
course? Sorry, you mean you're going to pay me an experience? That's good enough for me.
Oh, yeah. I don't even get paid that much in this professor job. I don't have a 20 on me, but I do have experience.
I don't get paid in the conventional monetary sense, but an abstract piece that actually has no value to the worker?
And a 20, I can't be giving that away. You could buy a house with that kind of money.
I'm actually very excited for this project. I once got trapped in a mine and had to only eat colored wax for 7 weeks.
Well then, Roger, you finally found something you're goddamn good at, which is eating shit like a 2-year-old. All right. Everyone pass around the crayons. I get the red ones because they're my favorite flavor.
Hey, can I pass me the green ones, Roger?
Yeah.
Oh, here are the green ones.
Less yapping, more sipping. And by sipping, I mean drinking a lot more than a sip.
Hey, pass the yellow one. Those have better flavors.
The Jack Daniels reminds me of the drinks that I had in the mine. It was simply mine water infused with copper and lead.
That's a great story. Wow.
Go. What the fuck did that kid say? Anyways, Roger, I don't see you drinking more, you little peasant boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I drank 8. I was feeling full.
All right, you know, this guy, I forgot this guy looks like a tank. You know, he's got to take a lot more. Well, anyways. Oh, man, this crayon tastes like shit, but what are you going to do?
Get some Jack Daniels.
I could eat this all day. This tastes better than my Nan's cooking. Am I right, ladies? I hate ladies.
Tuna, you've got a point. Ivanka, why don't you have a bottle? Okay. I get it. You don't drink. You know, I could be fun without it. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever you say.
I'm going to need another cig to get me through this. I usually don't do two a day, but.
Yeah, no more smoke. Jerry, we're past smoking them. You got to eat them. Get your stomach all riling.
Alright, whatever you say, Professor.
I like that it tastes better than the rocks I ate at home.
You get a pill. You get a pill.
Hey.
A little pebble, have that slip in there. You can eat that, Roger. Eat rocks. You got a stomach for it. You little freak.
Yes, professor.
Go, wash it down.
It's a good one. Yeah.
You know what, students? I'm gonna say you guys are my best friends. You know why?
I've never had a friend before.
We should not you. We should hang out more often.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? Is that a? Another one's coming up. Hold on.
Oh, that's right. Don't forget about the mission, children. The canvas.
All right. Over to the canvas.
Tuna's not feeling so good. He might have to carve.
Yeah. Me too.
Could I have four, please? I'm still hungry.
Come on. All right.
I cannot afford the meal plan.
All right, Roger. You know what, Roger? Just start gnawing on this piece of wood here until you start yakking up. Here, I'm gonna kick you in the stomach until you fucking figure this out.
Ouchie. I like the wood because it tastes like salt, and I've never had salt
before.
Why
won't you throw up? God damn you. Well, that's okay. We got three cases of vomit. And here, Roger, why don't you pick up some of Matthew's that he left on the floor and just start smearing it all over the canvas there.
Oh, could I use this crayon I saved and perhaps draw something?
No drawing.
No, that's my roommate. I'm not Matt. I'm Jerry.
Yeah. Well, Matt or Matthew or Jerry or whatever the fuck your name is, I need you all to get your hands dirty with loose crayon and vomit and just start smearing it all over the canvas. Right. Make like a little hand turkey with it, but a puke turkey, if you will. I guess it is still a hand
turkey. A copy of the Mona Lisa.
You fool, Roger. We won't need that now. Well, that copy's no more.
Okay. That was the original I based my drawing off of.
Wait, the original Mona Lisa?
Yes.
Well, whatever.
I'm also secretly an art thief.
Huh. Just providing a little historical context.
I guess there's no danger in knowing exactly how awesome or worth that this piece that we're creating right here is, then, is there?
I really like how these paintings look. You must be a very talented artist.
Yeah. Thanks, Tuna. Thanks, you beautiful hunk of a man, you.
All right, can I get a... after that, can I get a free pass?
A what?
For the rest of the class, he said. Professor?
What? Sorry. I need to admire my art more. I need you all to, we'll discuss this later, children. Get out of my sight.
Well, see you later, prof.
Whatever. See you later.
Wow. A masterpiece. Reeks of ooze and crayon. Somebody ate meatloaf earlier as well. I'm getting hints of that. Beautiful. Well, maybe beautiful is a strong word, but this'll do. I mean, what else am I gonna do? Paint, sculpt, draw.
And the artwork is done. Mr. Johnson has succeeded in creating something extraordinarily gross. I mean, I could buy it if I wanted to, because I make a whole dollar an hour, but how would it even stay on the canvas? I mean, I'm just not going to think about it. I could disinfect it in my alcohol pool, I guess, but it's just quite disturbing.
Welcome, art faculty. Today we have a showcase from our new professor. Professor Johnson is going to be showing off some of his art from his past career. And please enjoy the hors d'oeuvres, some of the coffee we have at the tables in the middle of the foyer. And everyone's going to have a good time. Right, everyone, please enjoy. Professor Johnson.
So, before I begin my lecture, or my spiel about my art, if you will, I'd like to give a lot of special thanks to this to a woman who really means a lot to me, who's just helped me so much throughout my time here as a professor.
Oh, he's gonna see me. He has to see me, right? Oh.
My teaching assistant, Ivanka. she's still in my office. I forgot to bring her here tonight, but give her a hand. I'll get word back to her that she got so much love from the audience. So. Now, before I introduce my art, anybody, do they have anything to say about art, or do you just want me to, do it? Nobody's raising. Okay, you want me to do it. Art. Art. What a word. One sound, four letters. And so, what is art? And that's that. Thank you, sir. Is it hot in here, or is it just? I don't know if air conditioning has been invented yet. Hoo-wee. So again, not a question time, sir.
Oh, not a description. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Art. What a word. What a word. When I think art, here's some things I think of. The morning dew in a hot summer, or scraping loose guts off the windowsill of your car, the window
what the whatever the fuck that word is. The window shield of your car.
Wait, windshield.
The window spill of your car and getting some of that sheep intestine off. And when I think that, I think art. Art should be fine. Art should be, you should be able to look at it. Art should raise a lot of important questions. And as professors of the fine arts department, that kind of sounds like fart department. Oh, sorry, I didn't know. Is that on the mic? And one thing about art is that if you put an F, art's a very fickle thing, you know? Everybody loves art, right? But you add just two letters, suddenly it's fart, and nobody wants that. So think about that whenever you're making your piece. Before I unveil my painting, I want to give everybody a chance to offer their painting in my stead, because what is art if not other people? So any... No takers on that? Okay, well, this is a piece I call Matthew, which is just a name that came to mind. That's what I was representing in this. Or, well, it's not for me to say what I was representing. I think the art will speak and smell for itself. So, without further ado, boys, unleash the curtain on this. You know, much like I do in my lecture, how about, you know, part of the component of it is you, the audience, actually making observations about it instead of me. So this is Matthew. Matthew was a crayon vomit combination, oil on canvas. Well, the oil was stomach oil. It wasn't regular oil. It wasn't art oil.
Did you just say stomach oil?
So novel.
A lot of time. This took me years. This took me years of eroding my liver to make. As you can smell, we're getting hints of, well, I'd like you to take in the smell like a sommelier might take in a glass of wine. So why don't we just play around with that, you know, that, well, let's all waft. I know it's dripping from the canvas, so I can scoop some of it off and sample it out to everyone if you'd like me after. Again, are you stretching or is that a question?
I'm stretching, sorry, I'm just stretching.
Okay, well, great.
I've noticed that I think it smells like vomit.
Yeah, so this was made by excellent observation, a cracking observation. I can't do an Australian accent. So, as we can all smell here, let's just all take a big... Fuck. Okay. Don't take too big a smell. Don't come too close to it, because that's a bit dicey. You know, this reminds me of a lot of things. Its namesake, Matthew. It reminds me of evenings drinking alone in my car, going 90.
He's gonna mention me, right? But more than anything... It must inspire him.
But... More than anything, it reminds me of my beautiful and intelligent teaching assistant, Ivanka, who, without this art would not be possible. So again, let's give her another round of applause. This also reminds me of my wife's cooking, because it's so bad. I'm just kidding. You know,
that's what he mentions because of
the smell, you know, kind of smells like pukey is what I'm hitting at here.
I wore a ghillie suit and climbed into a tree to watch this.
Well, Professor Gilbert, unless anybody has any questions, I think my time is up. I've grown quite weary on this stage, so.
Excellent performance. Come join us in the crowd here while we eat some of the
organs. The smell kind of made me lose my appetite, but I'm happy to mingle as is
fit. Oh, wow, Professor Johnson. My name is Professor Plimby from the art department. I couldn't help but notice your incredible artwork.
Oh, Plimbo, thank you so much. It's very nice to meet you. And let me guess that accent. Austrian?
It's actually Icelandic.
Oh, well, you wouldn't fool me. Oh, my God, what am I doing here, man? Well, so nice to meet you, but, you know...
It's so nice to meet you, especially to meet a fellow artist.
You call me an artist. Oh. Well, I'd love to mingle, Professor Gilbert. You're going to have to take it from here. This old artist needs to take a break to ponder and make more art. Oh, what was that? Oh, my God.
Oh, hey.
Tuna, are you okay? Oh, my God. My most attractive student. What happened?
I was just, nothing happened. I was just watching your speech and the branch broke.
You were watching from the tree? Well, there were some open seats. I mean, you could have...
I didn't want to, embarrass myself and didn't want to make a whole scene.
Yeah, well, not like you're doing now, right?
Yeah, sorry, that was, of course not.
Yeah. Well, Tuna, I'd love to stay and chit-chat, but I just want to, again, thank you for your contribution to my art.
I really appreciate that. I heard you making fun of, like, your wife's cooking or whatever, and I was like, I guess he's not even going to mention the students who worked very hard on this.
Oh, yeah, well, that just slipped to mind. Again, during the creative process, I was pretty blasted the entire time. But next new department faculty showcase I'll be sure to mention you.
I'm worried that wouldn't work if you weren't a new faculty.
Oh.
But, like, yeah, that's really nice of you. Well, I should probably, like, go to, like, study hall.
Yeah, classic. Go to homeroom and then PE after, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, just college things, am I right? Sorry, I'm...
Yeah, dude. You're so right.
Don't call me. Call me Professor Johnson, please. Dude's a little bit, you know.
I'm sorry.
I know we bonded over vomit, but you know, let's be adults here, okay?
Yeah, I'll see you around then, I guess. I'll see you in class.
Wow, it seems like despite my best efforts, I really am making an impact on these kids. You know, professors love my art. Students feel inspired by my work. I may actually be doing this.
Hello, Professor. I would like to present with an award for good art.
Did you make this out of a? Did you make this out of, like, plastic? What is this? Why is it damp?
I thought you might like it because you're so talented.
Roger, this is terrible. This is disgusting. I can't take this. Did you make this out of spit? Oh my god.
I thought if you liked vomit, you might like spit.
Well, yeah, I never touched the vomit. I made y'all do it. And spit's a way grosser fluid, I think, even if it comes from the same area. I'm not getting into this with you. Bah.
Oh, a third bruise under my eye. I hope this one goes away soon.
Roger, if you got bruised by the... I feel like you need to see a doctor, man. Like, seems like you're taking hits really easily. That was a fluid that just bruised
fluid
you.
Fluid or solid, it all hurts the same.
This was Season 2, Episode 4 of Buttercups and Moonbeams, which releases every week in collaboration with Brandeis Television at Brandeis University in Waltham, Massachusetts. Matthew, Jerry Jr., and Gilbert were all played by Avi Patel. Tuna, Roger, and Professor Plimby were all played by Andy Scheinbaum. Mr. Johnson was played by Paul Weir. Original theme song by Miles Goldstein. Direction and edit by me, Corey Brown. This episode also edited by Stacey Bree. This episode produced by Kaya Grisham.
Is this what victory feels like, Mr. Johnson? Another night alone in the office, thinking about that hot student. Oh, he reminds me of Gray, so... Ashamed to say it, Mr. Jack Daniels, but I miss her. Oh, why don't I just dial up this rotary and give her a call?
Hey, honey, what's going on?
Grace, hey. I know I haven't called yet, here at the job. I've just been so busy. I just wanted to call to say hello, see how everything was, you know.
Oh, well, it's okay, you know, big house, little me, a little bit empty, a little bit boring, but you know, it's all okay.
Yeah.
Are you doing well? Is Timmy doing well? I heard he's in your class.
Yeah, Timmy and I are getting along great. Everything's he was not at all thrown by me being his professor, and he's really supportive, and he's been our relationship's great, and my relationship with the dog's even better. In fact, I didn't even fucking know that the dog was coming up. I didn't know Timmy needed a... I don't know, pets were allowed on campus, so that's cool, I guess. Had an art showcase. That was
fun. Sounds so exciting. Did it go well?
Yeah, I painted a masterpiece with paint, and it was really impressive. So you would have loved it.
What was it inspired by?
It was inspired. Well. He was inspired by a lot of things, Grace. And I was too embarrassed to emasculate myself on that stage. But it did remind me of you a little bit, or at least your delicious cooking. So
you miss my cooking?
Yeah, for sure, Grace. Yeah, that's what I mean. But yeah, anyways, I don't know if I made the right choice. You know, it's very isolating. I just got my TA Ivanka. She's over in the corner right now.
You're with your TA right now. Oh, I don't mean to interrupt.
Don't worry, Grace. She's a mannequin. But honestly, the lines in terms of what's real and what's fake have been kind of blurred. But art school will do that to you, I guess, huh? Sorry, I've been practicing like a haggard laugh of an old man, but it's not really going well.
Do you think your students are enjoying it?
I hope so, yeah. I've been getting shit-faced drunk. I mean, tutoring a lot of them at office hours. And they've been really... I feel like they've been really learning a lot of stuff, you know?
Oh, so. Well, that's great. I hope you can come home soon, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, Grace, I really... Grace, I really... Oh, hold on. There's a knock at the door. Hold one second, Grace.
Hey, what's up, Professor Johnson? I'm Matthew. I'm back. Again. I just wanted to know. I don't know if you wanted to come into office hours, hang out.
Sorry, Grace. The student came to office hours. Gotta go. Bye bye.
You're holding office hours at 1 a.m.? That doesn't seem like the best idea.
Sorry, I'm a professor that cares about my students, Grace. I don't know if you'd know anything about that as a housewife, but I guess you're in the CIA for a bit.
I would never insinuate that part.
You good, bro?
Well, Matthew, you trying to get fucked up tonight?
Yeah, man. I've had some introspection, and I realized I can push myself, but not too far.
It's a good lesson, Matthew. Yeah. Anyways, Jack Daniels.
Hey, I brought my roommate, Jerry, too.
Hey, what's up, Professor?
Hey, Jerry. How's it going? Well, a little party time. Wow, I'm really connecting with these kids.
Matt said I should come, because